Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again, everybody. This is the old Rough Rider. Welcome to another exciting episode of Rough Riders Radio. Tonight's topic, I've taken some excerpts from the October 21st, 2015 edition of The Nation magazine in an article written by Lydia Wilson entitled, What I Discovered from Interviewing Imprisoned ISIS Fighters. They're drawn to the movement for reasons that have little to do with belief in extremist Islam. Let's get right to it, shall we? No sooner am I settled in an interviewing room in the police station of Kirkuk, Iraq, than the first prisoner I am there to see is brought in, flanked by two policemen and in handcuffs. I awkwardly rise, unsure of the etiquette involved in interviewing an ISIS fighter who is facing the death penalty. He is small, much smaller than I. On first appearance, is just a boy in trouble with the police, his eyes fixed on the floor, his face a mask. We all sit on armchairs lined up against facing walls in a room cloudy with cigarette smoke and lit by fluorescent strip lighting, a room so small that I mean my knees almost touch the prisoners. But he still doesn't look up. I have interviewed plenty of soldiers on the other side of this fight, mostly from the Kurdish forces known as Peshmerga, but also fighters in the Iraqi army known as the Iraqi Security Forces, or ISF, both Arab and Kurdish. ISIS fighters, of course, are far more elusive unless you are traveling to the Islamic State itself. But I prefer to keep my head on my shoulders. At the end of the interview with the first prisoner, we ask, do you have any questions for us? For the first time since he came into the room, he smiles in surprise and finally tells us what really motivated him without any prompting. He knows there is an American in the room and can perhaps guess from his demeanor and his questions that this American is ex-military and directs his question in the form of an enraged statement straight at him. The Americans came, he said. They took away Saddam, but they also took away our security. I didn't like Saddam. We were starving then, but at least we didn't have war. When you came here, the Civil War started. This whole experience has been very familiar indeed to Doug Stone, the American general on the receiving end of this diatribe. Quote, he fits the absolutely typical profile, unquote, Stone said afterward. Quote, the average age of all the prisoners in Iraq when I was here was 27. They were married. They had two children. Had got to the 6th to 8th grade. He has exactly the same profile as 80% of the prisoners then. And his number one complaint about the security and against all American forces was the exact same complaint from every single detainee, unquote. These boys came of age under the disastrous American occupation after 2003 in the chaotic and violent Arab part of Iraq, ruled by the viciously sectarian Shia government of Nuri al-Maliki. Growing up Sunni Arab was no fun. A later interview, he describes his life growing up under American occupation. He couldn't go out, he didn't have a life, and he specifically mentioned that he didn't have girlfriends. An Islamic State fighter's biggest resentment was the lack of an adolescence. Another of the interviewees, critical age of 13, when his family fled to Kirkuk from Diyala province at the height of Iraq's sectarian civil war. They are children of the occupation, many with missing fathers at crucial periods through jail death from execution or fighting in the insurgency. Filled with rage against America and their own government, they are not fueled by the idea of an Islamic caliphate without borders. Rather, ISIS is the first group since the crushed Al-Qaeda to offer these humiliated and enraged young men a way to defend their dignity, family, and tribe. This is not radicalization to the ISIS way of life, but the promise of a way out of their insecure and undignified lives. the promise of living in pride as Iraqi Sunni Arabs, which is not just a religious identity, cultural, tribal, and land-based too. Well, that's it for this episode of Rough Riders Radio. Thank you for listening. This is the old Rough Rider himself, rounding third and heading for home. And as always, stay well, keep it lit, and remember, we ride, but you decide. And the stinking Republicans remain fermented in their formaldehyde.